is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Train? Did you hear the train? Mr. Smoky Pants started up the train and let's go.
I'm a train.
This train is freaking rolling. Did you have any doubts that they would win that game last night?
Yeah, sure I did. When they were, I'd say in the eighth, when they didn't, because Altuve wasn't necessarily going to get back up, so that made me nervous since he's hitting everything right now.
Yeah.
Including he was
on third with one out.
Yeah.
Correa chasing that pitch was...
Oh, my God.
And you don't understand it because I know he wants to protect the run, but why? It's 3-2. You take ball four and you both are on.
Yeah, I know. But he swung at a bad one. And who was the other one who punched out? Was it
no,
Tyler
Wider? Yuli popped up and then...
There was somebody else who swung at a really
Tyler,
bad
look. Tyler White. Earlier in the game, Tyler White just looked at a 3-2 pitch right down the middle.
But Yuli, another base knock. Now, he did pop out the second time. Yeah. But the first time he had, he's now 15 of 24. His last 24 with runners in scoring position. Yeah. 15 of 24. Every time he's up, I think a clutch hit is coming. Every single time. And one time he delivered. But the other guy I think a clutch hit is coming is Bregman.
Okay. I put this question out on Twitter, and I've got a bunch of responses, and I'm going to give a bunch of them out. Down one, two outs, bases loaded, bottom of the ninth. List in order the five Astros you want at the plate.
Now, there's some recency there because is this after the game-winning hit?
Yeah, it came this morning. Yeah.
So that's...
Well, but you don't have to pick Bregman.
No, but he's going to probably
Let's not forget game five and what he did. And all of the other big hits he's come up with.
There's no question.
I mean,
you want him in a top. I mean, honestly, it's probably Altuve, Bregman, and Yuli, or Altuve, Yuli, and Bregman. I would think. Yuli has come up with. This is not new.
I don't know that I don't want Bregman first, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wouldn't.
You can't.
I wouldn't fight with it.
And I don't. And Yuli is.
I'm just going by the hit king.
Every time I know. Yeah, the hit king is. But even still, he expands his strike zone in clutch situations.
He does.
And I think other guys. And we've seen Bregman now time and again stay within himself. I don't know that I wouldn't. I don't trust Bregman more to get the big hit with two outs in the ninth inning. I don't know that it's. And Yuli, professional, every time he's up, I just think Yuli Gurriel, professional hitter.
He just gets good wood. I mean, he just really smacks it.
I don't know that that's, and now we're going to lose the FCC license about that. Sex, too, Dell. And on top of racism, we're going to have sex. Okay?
Is this segment sponsored by Manny? Did he pay for this segment?
So, Manny, I was going to tweet, where are Manny's pants right now? Okay? Around his ankles? A, around his ankles. B, on the floor already. Because Manny loves, and did you see what his wife and kids got him for?
They got him the gold trim World Series champion Bregman jersey.
Bregman jersey. Somebody said you misspelled Altuve. That's not, no. He loves. Do you think Manny just wants to have relations in that jersey?
I mean, I know I made the joke. Yeah, he probably does. But do we think we could actually find a source of revenue by having listeners sponsor segments? Like they pay us to talk about stuff.
That would be awesome.
You know what I do want to do? I do want to do tea times where if you want to, you say, well, I'd like to call the show, but I just don't have time because I don't want to drive, you know, talk on the phone when I'm in my car. Just call us up.
And tea times.
And just tell us when you want to talk and we'll call you back. Like, yeah, I'd like to see, do you have a 722? We have 722 available, like open table. You make a reservation or a tea time.
Or a tea time.
And we'll call you back like, hey, what's up, Reggie? Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yeah.
So thanks for calling. I wanted to talk about Japan today in the World Cup. Okay, what's going on?
What does Yuli call them?
I think Japanese.
I think he calls them the blue wave now.
The blue wave.
The blue wave.
He's learned his lesson.
Well, wait, frankly, the Chinito thing is not what got him in trouble. Chinito is a, that's a common.
It was the eye thing.
That's a, yes, the eye thing. The Chinito thing is not, that is a common term in Chicago.
Yeah, if they would have just called him saying Chinito.
He did this, he did this move.
It was the fourth grade move with the eyes that really got him. All right, so, okay. I honestly, God, I think I'm going to go Bregman, Altuve, Yuli.
You're not going to put Hit King there? He's had so many.
So many huge hits, but I don't know game winners. I think Bregman's leading since he's joined the team in game-winning hits.
You know, they stopped kind of keeping that as an official
stat
because sometime a game-winning hit was in the seventh.
Yeah, right, or the third.
But let me see if I can find it.
No, I mean late, close and late. I'm pretty sure Bregman is, might be the guy. I mean, Bregman, Altuve.
Oh, it's a PK.
Yuli. Oh, we got a PK?
Yeah, the Samurai Blue
is
their nickname.
Oh, my God.
PK, Japan.
Japan's Hapone, already got a penalty kick? Hapone
versus Colombia. Japan's got a
Are you guys?
Oh, my God. Somebody is about to die in Colombia.
Well, we don't know if it was, well, you're right.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, goal. Okay, who, what was, what did the defender do? Which defender? Because I want to see, I want to write his obituary.
Is that going to be your sports map article?
Yeah, that'll be my sports map article.
Bloma hey, o bloma.
It no, was, plato, it was plato.
Nice, it was nice to know you, Juanito.
Bloma o bloma.
And how do you like Pablo Escobar was responsible, or his goons were responsible for killing the guy who had the own goal in that one World Cup. Yeah, so
I don't think that was true. I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true.
You don't?
No, because in the doc,
he was the big backer of. Well, which
no, 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 it wasn't. Yeah, in the doc, Pablo wasn't the one responsible.
Who
for
Who was it? I thought it was some of his goons.
I think it was somebody that I'm pretty sure. I thought Pablo was. Well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm misremembering, but.
That was out there, at least, that it was.
That was out there, but I'm not sure that that's true.
We'll have to Google that.
Yeah.
As far as your other thing, I'll try to stay on this because I got some other stuff.
Yeah, Gilbert wants multiple tee times.
Yeah, no, we're booked.
No, sorry, Gilbert, we're not playing from those up tees.
Dell's our starter.
Yeah.
So he's going
to Dell's say, our I'm sorry. Dell's our starter. If you want to call in and get a tee time, 713-780-3776.
Well, yeah, we'll call you back. You just tell us when you want to be on the show and we'll call you back.
Okay, back to this thing.
I'm going
to
go with the guy.
You're going Altuve. Dell, who are you going with?
Tony Kemp.
Yeah, that's probably true. And then Sip?
Well, if they actually gave him some at bats, he'd be pretty awesome. So I'd probably go Bregman. Kemp, then Altuve.
Bregman, Kemp, Altuve. Okay, you're gonna go hit Kemp. I'm gonna go Bregman, and I'm gonna go Altuve second, and then I'm gonna go Yuli. What's kind of funny is that Springer and Correa are, and I'm looking through most all of these. Correa comes up third some, but it's really funny. Correa and Springer. Springer's left off the list a lot. I've got a bunch of responses on this thing. It's really funny where Correa and Springer are finishing on this.
Well, where is... And Correa's actually had plenty of game-winning hits.
Yeah. Well, and the other day, the eighth, he homers to... Yeah.
Springer, too, but I'm wondering if maybe because Springer's in the middle of a slump, if that's maybe why people are not remembering.
Somebody put Matt Bullard in here. I mean, Jake Marisnyk 1, Jake Marisnyk 2, Jake Marisnyk 3, Jake Marisnyk. They're not taking this seriously.
They must be Mariner fans.
It must maybe somebody who wants the Astros to lose. Coors Light is not an answer, so stop doing that. Altuve, Gattis, Springer, Bregman, Kemp.
Yeah, see, Gattis, you would never say Gattis except he's on a tear.
Right. Altuve, Springer, Correa, Gattis. Woo! That's Wallace Marsh put that. That's the only. You know what? That's funny. That's the only Reddick.
Yeah, I don't see a lot of Reddick.
I don't see a lot of Reddick either.
But you know, the funny thing is, we can also, like, somebody could say, oh, Reddick has had big hits. He's had his walk-off homer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's one of the reasons why they won the World Series, is everybody had big hits last year. There was everybody who had. You can remember guys winning games.
But what we remember most about Reddick is his postseason, which was awful. I mean, just awful.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a... you know, I think that's why, I mean, honestly, that was the only one. Wallace is the only one that really wanted to see Reddick in there, to tell you the truth. Altuve, Bregman, Yuli, Marwin. Marwin is another one that comes up quite a bit. And Correa. But it's funny where Correa and Springer fall into this as far as clutch goes. I mean, those guys are clutch. I don't think that there's any question about it. But with two outs in the ninth inning, I honestly would rather see Bregman at the plate.
You ready? Here's George Springer's. George Springer's late and close numbers. He's got 346 career plate appearances, 305 career at-bats. For late and close, batting average 223, OPS 698.
Not great numbers.
10 home runs, 41 RBIs.
Okay.
91 strikeouts.
That's not good.
That's not exactly.
And 200 and was it 300 at-bats? Did you 305?
304 at-bats.
That's almost one every three times he'll strike out in a close and late situation. That's not great.
No, it's not great. And then when I take a look at Alex Bregman for the exact same. And I'm going to a baseball reference. I'm going to splits.
Okay.
I'm going to career.
Look up Altuve.
And then I am going to bases occupied. When I look at Alex Bregman, the Breg dog under, and I go under clutch stats, the Breg dog late and close is hitting 233.
That's a little better, but not much.
With a 637 OPS.
That's worse.
Yeah.
That's worse.
Now, two out runners in scoring position. He's hitting 298, 121 at-bats with 956 OPS. But the late and close is actually worse, isn't it? It's not. It's worse. When he's behind, he's hitting 290 with an OPS of 858. When he's ahead, it's lower. So
wait a minute. When he's behind, close and late?
When he's behind with men on base.
Well, that's pretty good, though. 290, yeah.
When he's ahead, that's real good. But when he is just the pure late and close. Well, when he's behind, but this is any inning.
Mm-hmm. Any inning.
Yeah, and men on base.
Yeah. That's not great. That's certainly not great. But I don't know. Maybe it's because it's just recently, or maybe we're just in huge, huge situations.
Now, he's come through. Two out runners in scoring position, he's hitting great. He's got almost a 1,000 OPS. So, as Daryl calls it, data dredging. Mm-hmm. You can do some data dredging to find what you want to find or what you want to portray. But those close and late numbers, at least, weren't as good as I would have thought.
Here's Altuve, 696 plate appearances, 624 at bats. He's hitting 293 close and late and close.
Wow.
352 on base, 381, a 734 OPS.
That's the best of,
yeah.
And they're going to be facing close and late. They're going to be facing good pitchers.
Tie game. He's got an 800 OPS, which is really good. Two outs, runners in scoring position, a 740 OPS.
Would you like this?
Ahead, behind. He's 848 ahead, 812 behind.
Yuli Gurriel, late and close, 124 at bats. He's hitting 339.
Nice.
With an 884 OPS. If you'd like two outs and runners in scoring position, no problem. 323. This is career. 323 with an 853 OPS. When you're behind, no problem. 298 with a 781. If you're ahead, he piles it on. 318 with an 811 OPS. So, by any measure, since he's been a Houston Astro, Yuli Gurriel. On clutch stats, it's literally any clutch stat that you want, within one run, within two runs, tie game, all of them. The lowest one is tie game. He's hitting 245 on tie game.
Correa, better than you might think. Two outs, runners in scoring position, late and close. It's 881. Late and close, 2 outs, runners in scoring position, 881. Late and close, 789 OPS. 244 at bats. He's hitting 270, 335 on base, 455 slugging.
Yeah.
Tie game, 843. Ahead, 915 OPS. Behind, 811 OPS. Not bad. Those are good numbers.
So what we learned is probably Springer, we're not giving Correa enough credit.
And I think we're maybe giving Bregman maybe too much.
Because of the postseason. I mean, the recency.
Right.
He did it yesterday, but also in the postseason. The one that you're going to remember is the one that helps your team beat the Boston Red Sox. Yeah. Or the one that helps your team
beat the Dodgers.
You know, those matter more. But that also gets to the point on the Ken Giles stuff we've done in the past that don't tell us about the regular season stuff when you fail miserably, just like when you succeed incredibly on a postseason stage. It means more. It means more because you're playing to win championships.
No, it doesn't, Lance. I don't think you know that. Sorry.
What's
Altuve's FIP?
Probably he doesn't get an FIP.
Well, he better. Well, see, that's where everybody's wrong. Because he doesn't have an FIP now, does he? Let's take one here, and let's make sure that we all, right now, all together, have enough testosterone.
Let's do it, and I'm helping you right now by going to Men's T Clinic. You can go to Men's T Clinic. There are four locations in the Houston area. There is a location at, we've got it at Fairmont and the Beltway in front of the Target. That would be the Pasadena location. Pearland is at 288 in Discovery Bay. The location in the Heights is at Durham and 1801 Durham, right there at I-10. Just literally, you just exit off I-10 under the feeder, and you'll see it right there on the right-hand side. And then there's a location over in Cypress at 290 and Barker Cypress. At any of the locations, you are going to get tested. They'll find out exactly where your testosterone level is, if it's where it should be. And if it isn't, they can start a program to start treating you and getting you to where you need to go. Now, very quickly, you'll get the benefits of the energy boost once you start your treatments, but usually takes within 2 to 3 months, and it is settled in, and you are feeling back to, you know, your former norm, which is having energy, converting belly fat to lean muscle mass, having the drive that you want, whether it's at the workplace or at the home front. It makes so much of a difference in your well-being. That's why most insurance companies are going to cover that cost for you. So make sure that you go to the website, menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com, and get your appointment set up today. You can drop in and it doesn't take long. You can get it done during your lunch hour and still have time to spare to go grab your lunch. menstclinic.com.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Hey, I want to talk with John Clay Wolf right now. John Clay Wolf joining us. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. He will buy your car. And if he can't match CarMax, he's going to just give you $100. How about that? John Clay Wolf, what's going on?
Not much. Just getting ready to head out to work. Ladle.
Sounds like you're. It doesn't even sound like you've shaved yet or had your coffee yet, if you want to know the truth.
Well, I'm glad that y'all woke me up.
See, I knew that was the case. Nothing. He goes, I'm just going to head out to work. No, you have to roll out of bed first.
We work later than earlier. I don't get home until about 8, so I don't just run out the door at 6 in the morning. Sorry.
Yeah, I have a feeling there's a couple cocktails involved there, too. But
Where have y'all been? I haven't heard from you in like a week.
I was off last week. I took a little vacation. I went down to Redneck Riviera. But I'm sure you were still selling cars at the time.
We were. We have a Highline sale at the end of June, so we're running hard to buy luxury cars, Ferraris, Lambos, McLarens, you know, just Rolls, all that kinky stuff. So if anybody has anything like that, I'm a really good buyer for it right now. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. I want to buy about 20 more of those in the next week. So that's kind of my highlight right now is we're hunting heavies, is what I call them.
Oh, but if you have a piece of crap, you can sell that too at GiveMeTheVIN.com.
You know what's funny, and I might not have time for this, but you got to cut the crap off somewhere. It's like a gal, you know. You got back in the day, you got to chop it somewhere. I'm not going below this mark,
right?
And when you do, you get stuff on you.
That's the problem when you're getting stuff on you from girls.
Last night we had a couple of bad ones, and they're all on $500 jokes.
Give me the VIN.com. Give me the VIN.com. Thanks, John Clay Wolf.
This This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Back here after John Clay Wolf, the miniseries, right here on ESPN 97.5. So the Astros now 49-25, Lance. I want to take a look at where they were. They were actually at 49-24. They're 50-24. 50-24 at this point last year. They're 49-25 right now. Mm-hmm. But if you look, here's where they were. Fires. Look at Martes, Fires, Paulino, McCullers, Feliz, Peacock. These are the names that the Astros were throwing out there at this point last year because of injuries. And, well, these were the guys. Actually, Peacock was money for them last year. Martes, too, for a while. He saved the team. He actually saved the entire season for a stretch last season. But look at the difference now. In that this rotation, which you haven't had, it was money that you haven't had any injuries thus far, although Keuchel seems to be close to a DL stint. This is a totally, and oh, by the way, you were ahead last year, but let's not forget their second half when after the All-Star break and disappointed Dallas.
They stunk.
And they're not going to go through that this year.
I didn't get a chance to say it on this air. I'm just going to make sure that I put, I don't know what y'all thought. I had no problem with Dallas Keuchel being disappointed. I was disappointed.
Yeah, no, I was too.
That was done.
He's a leader of the team, and he should voice his, yes.
And I heard people, because, I mean, Dallas, we've given Dallas some stuff about his, how he's performed. But the bottom line is, I mean, Dallas Keuchel's been a great Astro. And Dallas Keuchel, as the leader, every one of those players has a finite window to win a championship. Mm. Dallas Keuchel's window, it looks like, may have been 2 years. So why wouldn't he have been upset?
No.
I mean, this year, he'll probably be gone after this year, is my guess. Why would you not have been upset if you were Dallas Keuchel?
I don't have any problem.
You know, the thing with, oh, he's whining and all that stuff.
We were all pissed off.
That always bothered me that people talked about Dallas Keuchel. When I say people, there were just some people on Twitter who were, the Astros pom-pom types that you have to. I'm going to tell you something. Astros Twitter a lot of times is very Texas Communist Radio Network.
Yeah.
Everything fine. There is no problem with bullpen. There is no problem with any pitcher. Everything's great with Astro. You're not allowed to say anything
and
have any discussion. Jeff Luneau is unbelievable. AJ Hinch never made mistakes.
You know nothing like
Look
them.
Look at FIP and BVA and ATZ, says King Giles, really good. Like, okay, Astros Twitter, we're just talking, we just care about the team. We're just talking about it, having a sports conversation.
By the way, we didn't say they suck. We just said, Ken Giles is struggling.
He sucks. And I mean,
so they got down in August 30th, they got down to 26 games over 500. After being close to 40 games over 500 because they went into a slump in the second half. Here's the deal. And I'm saying it here and now. They're not having that. They're not doing that.
But how much of this is tainted in the positive side? Because they're on a huge win streak right now. I mean, if they weren't on a huge win streak.
But they went through a huge win streak last year, too.
That's true. But I'm saying what your opinion was maybe 9 games ago is drastically different because they're playing a lot of crappy teams.
Though.
Yeah, but you're winning those, but you're playing.
But that evens out because, well, let's face it, the run that they were on with the Yankees, Indians, and Red Sox, which is the same run that the Mariners are on right now, and all of a sudden, look, they're 2 games behind. You know that there are only so many good teams. One of the problems with baseball is right now is that there are only a few good teams in the entire league. There aren't that many teams that really feel like they can win. And here is one of them. By the way, nice crowd, 34,000 on a Monday night last night.
Yeah, that is good.
That was really good. At the end of the game.
It didn't look like it.
There were a lot of people that weren't there, I think gave up maybe on the team, which is, or they just want to get home early, whatever the case may be. But But this is, but the point being, this team is going to smash the 102 game record of 1998. This team will smash that because of this starting pitching, and they're not going to go through. This starting pitching will prevent any kind of slump like they had last year. They're on this roll, and they're not going to stay on this roll.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Look at the guys that they were throwing out there last year, opposed to this.
They had injuries to your number one and your number two guy concurrently. But, yeah, even if that happened this year, you still have, well.
And Morton. There was a time.
Yeah, Charlie was out, too.
He was out, too. Keuchel, McCullers, and Morton were all out. And it was Fiers and Peacock and Marte's and Paulino that were.
Trying to hang on.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the odds are in your favor. Even if you don't have as good a season offensively, it appears to be that it's going to be mitigated by. And look, great bats are always, you always love that. But when you have great pitching, sometimes you don't have to have the stick show up and you're still going to win. And the reverse is true. But yeah, you're probably right, because now you look at Gerrit Cole by the numbers and you say, well, Gerrit Cole really has not been the same for about six games now.
Well,
but yesterday, he got hit early. Well, he got runs scored early on. He only gave up three hits yesterday. I mean, Gerrit Cole really got into a groove over a four-inning stretch where he was, like, unbelievable.
He lost his control. But everybody, I mean, somebody tweeted out, hey, what's the deal with Cole? Man, he's regressing toward the mean. Last year, you look at his home run numbers; they were way up. No one can expect him to keep up the pace that he had earlier this year.
Now, Cole's interesting. No. But Gerrit Cole, his home runs allowed have gone like the last year and this year.
Yeah,
they're higher than any time in his career. It's happening again this year.
Yeah,
he said maybe some unrealistic numbers early in the season.
Early in the year,
but he still hasn't been like he's been more quality starter, good rather than dominant. So I think people are waiting to see the dominant stuff come out. I mean, Verlander is, when he gives up three runs, everyone thinks probably thinks what is happening now. But that's, I'm not worried about Verlander. I would say Cole based on what he was last year. I mean, yeah, I think it's interesting to keep an eye on him. He got off to a great start, and now he hasn't been pitching as good over the last five to six starts.
But again, you can't expect that.
No, you can't, but you'd like to see him dominant. If we're going to talk about them being dominant, you'd like to see him maybe a little better, just break it up, break up the little run of average pitching. Same thing with Dallas Keuchel.
When he had to hump it up at 99 last night, though, he did.
He hit one at 91 on the corner that was a little outside that they punched out.
By the way, that dude squeezed him last night.
Yeah, he did. Until late in the game where he got a call that was for a call to strike three. Cole got into a rhythm.
Yep.
You're probably right. Short of injury, last year they had 1, 2, and 3 out at one point, although Charlie Morton didn't start the season as number three. But if they avoid the injury bug, it's hard to slump.
If Verlander's out there every fifth, if Cole's out there every fifth, if Morton's out there every fifth, if McCullers out there,
have his stuff going, then you're not going to hit him.
Yeah, and then Keuchel.
If Keuchel's hitting his spots and people are getting soft contact,
right.
I heard Richard Justice with you yesterday.
Yeah.
And he brought up the soft contact game where Dallas was so upset. It's just, I just think it's a bad look to back-to-back games talk about, I thought I had a great game whenever he gave up six runs. And then the next one says 11 of those hits should have been outs.
Mm.
And it's because of the soft contact thing. But at the same time, I just don't think it's a great look.
No. Well,
just acknowledge and move on, or just don't talk about it too much.
Time to talk about Renter's Warehouse. That's what I want to talk about a lot in my life. Renter's Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com, renterswarehouse.com. It's where you find out how you can keep your home. This is, honestly,
it's not a foreclosure thing, John.
No. But it's silly for you to sell it when you can rent it out and keep it. Keep that asset. especially if your credit is fine, and then you can or listen, you may be in a position where you're just tired of driving an hour and a half to work every day in this stupid traffic.
Yeah.
And you say, you know what, by the way, we can downsize a little bit, move in closer to the city, and actually have some extra cash to pay for if you buy again or you rent. Then you're making money. You can actually make money on your home right now by renting it out.
Yeah, it really makes a lot of sense to consider renting instead of selling, because when you rent, you have money coming in. It helps you continue to live. But what's happening is you're not having to pay your mortgage. Someone else is doing it, and you continue to gain equity in that home. Once your home is paid off, it could become a wealth builder for you. That's where you can really start to make money once your payment, you know, and your home is paid off. That's where the real magic starts. So if you are getting to the point where you got to decide between selling or renting your home, call our friends at Renter's Warehouse and at least find out what your home will rent for. 713-224-RENT. They've got algorithms in place that will tell you what your house should rent for. And for one low monthly fee, they take care of everything for you and make it hassle-free. Renterswarehouse.com, 713-224-RENT.
ESPN 97.5.
Money in the power. Yeah. Once you get a little, they just want to take you down.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's been all Astros so far, and if you want to keep talking Astros, more than welcome. But 713-780-3776, a couple other news and notes. Did you see this Barry Trotz story? The Washington Capitals coach, they just won the Stanley Cup,
right?
And they couldn't come to terms on an extension, and he's leaving.
Whoa, that sounds like something from soccer. That happens in international soccer where, just like Spain... What? You're talking to Real Madrid?
Yeah.
2 days before the World Cup? You're out of it. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, guys. You can do both. We can do both.
Zidane wins the Champions League. I'm out.
Yeah.
Bye.
Laters.
Out.
What?
So Barry Trotz, apparently he wanted money. Okay. Well, there's an NHL coach that's making $6+ million. But how about Joel Quenneville out of Chicago's only making $3 million. And apparently Barry Trotz wanted more, but he's had the best record in the league a few times. He just won the Stanley Cup, something that no one ever does, and no one ever wins anything in Washington. So and he's leaving. If you're a Caps fan, you got to be like, could you imagine like if AJ after last year, AJ Hinch just goes, I'm out of here.
Here it appears is the numbers behind it, according to Pierre
LeBlanc.
Barry Trotz had a clause in his contract where if he won the Stanley Cup, he could accept a 2-year extension with a $300,000 bump in salary. Obviously, since he was only making 1.5, low by today's NFL coaches' standards, a 1.8 million salary doesn't cut it. So Trotz stepped down. So the clause was, "Hey, we'll bump you up 300 more." And he was like, "Wait a minute. That's not enough."
What a crappy agent. You get a $300,000. Nick Saban, if he wins 8 games, gets a $300,000 bump. What the hell? If you win the Stanley Cup, you only get a $300,000 raise?
Well, there's some thought he was going to get fired because, you know, the Caps have a long history of underachieving.
Yeah.
And this might have been his last year if they hadn't won. And he does. And he won.
Well, he won. And if you do win, the Caps could have gone, okay, forget that.
We'll give you
$4 million.
But apparently they decided no.
Well, if I'm the Cap fan, I'm pissed. I'm pissed. Yeah. We just won the Stanley Cup, and we don't have our coach anymore, who apparently is pretty good. Now, they've got a good team. That's a good team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they got a lot of good players. There's no question about it. But we'll find out whether or not you can still just, you know, throw anybody out there. But honestly, if A.J. Hinch, after the World Series last year,
had just left.
Yeah. It'd be terrible. So... So
no muerte, no muerte.
No death, but why?
You can't kill that guy anymore. You can't kill that guy anymore.
I thought you had Japan.
Over. half goal.
Oh, you have Japan over a half a goal.
I don't care about the rest of it.
No. Oh, okay. It's really but see, now. He thought he had Colombia earlier, Dell.
No.
Then he went and looked, and he goes, oh, no, I had Japan.
It's a pool that we have. It's not real stuff. It's just a pool. It's just a daily fantasy thing.
What do you mean?
And I had over a half goal. And then, so that's in the books. In the pool.
Wait a minute. So Japan over a half goal for the game?
Yes.
Or for the half?
For the game.
Oh, no kidding. They didn't think. They
minus
don't think,
175.
They don't. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, they don't think much of Japan, but well, minus 175.
Colombia, yeah, the over under is just two. Like you'll notice, the over unders are always 2 to 2.5.
Yeah,
it's not high. So maybe we want Colombia to come back now.
You think that
we
maybe,
just wanted Japan? Maybe we want. It's tricky. It appears as though there will be wins and losses.
In okay,
there always is. So
a lot of different.
There was kind of playing against myself in some scenarios.
I gotcha.
Apparently.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
So.
No muerte. Does he live? Does the guy live now who had the handball?
Well, I don't know. Is it the same guy?
I mean, we're just We're the opening match.
Doesn't matter. Did the guy who had the handball score the goal?
No, he's off the field.
Oh, he got kicked out of the game.
Red card.
He's dead then.
Right now, he's like. He's good. No one's cheering louder than he is right now.
He already may be dead, so we don't know. Okay, we'll have to find out after the game.
Yeah, AJ Hinch would. I thought yesterday, so the Astros had an announcement yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, you know, arguments about whether it was a major announcement or not, because that's the kind of dumb stuff we do.
Hey, can
now.
We stop?
Can you stop doing whatever you're doing there?
Oh, is that? Can y'all hear? Well, it's just things falling apart already. Yeah, it's like a month old. Why would this be working? Anyway. So their announcement yesterday was that, and people were surmising what it could be, and I thought, well, it's going to be a contract extension. It always is. But I didn't know if it was going to be AJ Hinch. I'm not sure what Hinch's contract situation is right now. Instead, it was Jeff Leneau was promoted to president of baseball operations.
And he wasn't that already.
I mean, I don't really know what that means. And then he got the extension to, I think it was 2023.
Yeah, that's good.
Jeff Leneau is here for the long haul, as we would all assume. I mean, this is really we're a lucky city. We've got two of the top GMs in the entire sports who are kind of ahead of the curve with how they handle either money management with Daryl Morey so that he has opportunities to shift, or Jeff Leneau, who is a developer of talent. I mean, was known that in St. Louis. That was his rep. John Hadley told me, oh, big boy. I wasn't here, but I talked to Hadley. It's like, what do you know about? Oh, Jeff Leneau's my guy, big boy. Let me tell you something right now, baby. Let me tell you something right now, daddy. He's a lot like Dusty Rhodes, but with a Midwestern accent. But he said Jeff Leneau was known as an unbelievable talent developer. That was his thing. Was developing the minor leagues. Well, he's come here and the same thing.
That's exactly what happened.
And Hunsicker was our guy. Like, I thought so highly of Jerry Hunsicker. But once they dealt those picks for Randy Johnson, it was like they never bounced back from that. They stopped developing picks. Drayton just stopped signing them at some point.
Well, they went, that one where they didn't have four rounds.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, because they just didn't sign guys.
They didn't
guys,
have the first two, and then they lost the first. No, forget
Drew
about it.
Drew Stubbs was one of them, and then they.
They didn't. The emphasis of this organization has been development. Yeah. And it's been tremendous.
Well, you got to grow your own. So that's why, and it's in every sport, except basketball is the one outlier, because for years, the Rockets right now are not growing their own. Daryl Morey said, Daryl Morey's idea is, unless you are high up in the lottery, you can't grow your own.
Right. By the way, some Chris Paul news. We got some stuff on the other side that we need to talk about right here on ESPN.
Do you think Jeff Leneau, if he listens to the show, is like, man, I just got a contract extension, and Lance can't stop talking about Daryl Morey.
Daryl Morey. What the bleep?
I just was Stop. Talking about.
Wait a minute.
What
do you think,
talking about?
Do you
I was
think,
just wait, talking about Jeff Leneau,
wait, do you
the
think,
developer.
Dell, do you think Jim Crane yesterday at the press conference went, listen, I got an announcement for you. We signed Jeff Leneau to an extension, but listen, Daryl Morey and the
you
job that he is
red
doing
nonsense,
right now.
This thunderstick nonsense.
During the press conference, Lance, Crane was like, we are so lucky as a city to have two great GMs. I know this isn't really about Daryl Morey, but I feel like I got to mention him a little bit.
Right.
Why can I not talk about my city when I'm bringing up the two general managers?
Wait, but listen. And
why
Lance,
can't I,
Lance,
as they
do
say,
have,
put on for my city.
Lance, do you have a question for Jeff Luhnow? Yeah, I'm Lance Erlein over at ESPN 97.5.
This isn't fair.
I want to know what you think Darryl is going to do with the 46th pick of the draft this week.
Darryl, you know that's not fair.
I know you had a great track record in St. Louis, but what have you learned from Daryl Morey since you've been here?
None of that's true, and y'all know that's not true, and that's not fair. That's not a fair comment.
Oh, my God. Man, I tell you, Manny and Bregman, I don't know. Lance and Darryl.
How much time do we have in this half?
Yeah. We're done. Let's talk about Craig DeCerf and your love for him.
So, I'm not going to, it's unapologetic. And here's why. He's a great, so the Astros, a lot of the Astros do business with him. A lot of them. I know Bregman goes out to Angleton. Jose Altuve goes out to Angleton. Bracamonte goes out to Angleton. There's some Carlos Correa, and I think he got his mother and father something from Craig DeCerf. You know why? This is no lie. It's not like that short drives for those guys. All you have to do is make the same drive they did. Here's why: because money matters. It matters to everybody. So if you're looking for savings, you're going to get it at Angleton. They have lower overhead. That shouldn't surprise you. They're in Angleton. They're not in Houston. So, yeah, it's a 40 to 45-minute drive, but the big difference is that when you get there, they don't have that same overhead. So they are able to offer vehicles for a lot less. They can be more aggressive with trade-in value, and they get to your price right away, bottom line. You spend less time in a dealership out in Angleton than you will here in Houston. That's a lock. Craig DeCerf has always made that his business, even when he was here in Houston. But he went out to Angleton where he could do things the way he wanted to do them, and you will benefit. Go to LanceZCars.com, see the 174 vehicles they have in stock. Tremendous offers going on right now with GMC crew cabs. And they've got pickups, SUVs, crossovers, and even cars like the Chevy Cruze waiting for you. That makes a great gift for the graduate headed off to college. Go to LanceZCars.com, Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, and GMC. Fair. Listen, even back when we was broke, my team ill. Martin Luther King would have been on Dreamville. Talk to him. One time for my LA.
Hola, soy José Altuve, All-Star y MVP. Si necesitas un vehículo nuevo, ven a Gulf Car Chevrolet, Buick and GMC. Chevy, te encuentra camino.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
.749 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. So Chris Paul, who we believed was going to be here, then all of a sudden we heard, no, Chris Paul doesn't want to be here. He's going to go with LeBron, wherever Bron goes.
Chris will be here.
Chris Paul, according to Woj, right, though? Woj says that Chris Paul says, I'm going to be here. Okay?
Yeah, you know
just
why?
So you know.
30-plus million.
The Kincaid School.
He's not going to get that anywhere else.
The Kincaid School, that's why. So Chris Paul will, yeah. And oh, by the way, that. And he's going to get, they're going to pay that man his money. How many years you give him?
For what?
How many years will he take?
Well, he'll demand three. I'd only want to give him two.
I think three is okay. I think you got it. I think if you're going to...
There's a good chance you're going to go for it. You got it, right?
There is a chance.
Yeah. There's a good chance. He had his... This is the fewest games he's ever played this year.
Oh, really?
What was his major injury this year?
Yeah, and Ryan Anderson is going, yeah, really?
What was his major injury this year?
His major injury was his soft tissue hamstrings.
Yeah. I think it was groin early in the season. Was it hamstring? It was one or the other. That was before the season started, and he missed 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's what I heard the first game. And the guy works his ass off to stay... Yeah. On the court, and he still can't, and he played 54 games. I'm just giving you these are facts. You can't argue these. These are facts, Houston. He played 54 games, It's the fewest he played since, I want to say, his fourth year in the league or fifth year in the league when he played 45, I think it was. And that was, you know, there was obviously a major injury. I'd have to go back. And then since that time, he played, you know, he was playing more. He played up in the 80s, and now it's been on a gradual decline. You don't typically get healthier as you get older.
I'll take 50 games from him every year.
For 25
million? As long as he's healthy at the end of the year.
That's like Kristaps Porzingis.
Okay.
Like you have to be okay with...
Yes, I'm fine with that. As long as he's healthy at the end of the year.
You can't guarantee that.
No, you can't guarantee
it. Especially when you're missing that much.
No, no. But if he needs, like I said, he's getting an older player. If his body is going to, if you want to know the truth, he can't play 82 games. Because by the end of the, if he plays 82 and then in the postseason, he's going to be worn out.
I don't mind him being
off during the season.
I love Chris Paul, but I'm trying to be a pragmatist here. And I think you say that you don't mind him missing that many games now. But in a season when he's actually missing games and you're losing and Harden's doing
something losing?
Stupid,
they have the number one record with him playing 54.
Well, they got to keep it up.
Well, right. Or if they got the number two record.
Okay. We got to assume that they'll do the exact same thing. And I don't, you know, we'll see what the team looks like. It's definitely not going to look the same next year.
No, but it may be better.
Yeah, it might be. I didn't think they were going to get better from last year to this year, and they did. Right. So we'll see if Daryl can do that again. But
he doesn't believe in Daryl all of a sudden now, Dom.
Did you like Wami? See, there's Objective Lance. See, you guys were wrong in the first place. There's Objective Lance. Did you? I think Daryl's poker moves are a little bit limited this year. If LeBron doesn't come and Paul, I mean, just look at the free agents. He's not going to get one of the big dogs. And unfortunately,
no, but I think you add I really like Capella? Bellinelli.
Capella?
I like
Max Dollar for Capella too. You have no movement. Once you go Max Capella, Max Chris Paul, Max James Harden, you have no movement left. Not major movement for the next 3 years.
Right.
You're good with that?
No. I mean, I think before you do those, you might be able to sign a Bellinelli. And you know, you're gonna be way over. It's Tillman's money, not ours.
Okay.
You know, you may be way over, and you may, you know, may be able to fill in some pieces if you can possibly. Somebody said, I guess Luol Deng.
Bellinelli, I guess, an injury guy too.
Luol Deng's contract is the worst in the NBA. That's considered the worst, I guess. But I don't know that Ryan Anderson wouldn't be considered the worst because you can't possibly do anything with that, and you can't get rid of him. I mean, you want to talk about an albatross.
Luol Deng has 2 years and just over $36 million left on his deal.
And it's similar. Ryan Anderson has 2 years and 40.
Yeah.
Okay. But now Luol Deng played in one game this year?
Yeah, the Lakers had no interest in playing him.
Yeah. Which is, that's horrible. Don't you feel bad for Luol?
No, he made $17 million to do nothing.
Well, I know, but I feel bad about him. I mean, do you feel bad?
I don't feel bad.
You don't feel bad? Well, you two don't have any sympathy whatsoever. So I feel bad for the dude just sat there the whole season, just watching Lonzo not play a lot. And listening to LeVar. That's terrible. So anyways, Chris Paul will be here, but Chris Paul doesn't believe that LeBron wants to be here.
Yeah, the story from Yahoo is that all the stuff came down yesterday. Woad saying that Chris Paul will be in Houston. He's trying to recruit LeBron. Yahoo put out a story that says LeBron doesn't want to be here, and Chris Paul knows it. Brian Windhorst tweets out that LeBron's looking for any reason to stay in Cleveland. All that makes it sound like LeBron's not going to be a Houston Rocket.
You got the lady saying he doesn't like the city, and he told her that.
Yeah, right now.
But then he was at Kincaid, remember?
No, he wasn't.
And all of his children, they were looking for houses.
Yeah.
Multiple people said this, John.
Yeah, I know. Multiple
sources.
I know, and I got...
Confirmed.
Young Emma was the one who said... And I called, and young Emma said, no, I didn't see him.
Who's young Emma?
She works at Kincaid, and she apparently... she was the one that was texting her friend saying...
And what about him being at St. John's?
No, he was at Episcopal.
The two I saw were St. John's and Kincaid were what I saw.
Well, I saw Episcopal.
He would not go to Episcopal.
LeBron is magical. He can get from private school to private school and be all of them at the same time.
Aren't you guys all connected by an underground tunnel anyway?
Yeah, probably. Yes. Probably.
we just go talk to David Gow and ask David Gow if he was, because his kids went to St. John's. He'll know.
Well, what? How would David Gow know? He's not,
because he's at St. John's. He well, was no, there.
But their kids aren't. They don't go to summer school because
he
they're smart.
Still has his tentacles.
Wesley
over there.
Is smart. They'll he's not at say, summer school.
They'll have to say, David Gow, this is St. John's. We were wondering if you give us another $500,000 to pay for LeBron's children to come to use. He demands that their tuitions and their grandchildren's tuitions are paid for. Okay, LeBron. Yes.
LeBron needs people to pay for his kids' tuition.
Yes,
because rich people don't like
pay
for
anything.
Oh,
yeah.
That's how it works.
Well,
the richer you are,
I know.
The more everyone gives you
the
stuff
for free.
The more
famous and rich you are, the more free stuff you
that's
get.
That's right.
But isn't, should be the opposite. Who's the youngest guy who's still at St. John's?
Wesley.
Doesn't he play football?
Yeah.
So wouldn't he be there for summer workouts?
Maybe.
So maybe look, you did see LeBron there.
Maybe, or maybe it's an illegal time, Dell, to be there.
Maybe
no,
he crossed
strength
maybe
conditioning.
He crossed up
you don't actually
maybe
you're not
he
on the
crossed
field.
Up Bronny in a pickup game, and LeBron's like, "Oh my God, this white kid just crossed up my son. We're not going here."
Why does LeBron it's sound like a 30-year-old from Santa Monica?
Oh my God,
that's in his head.
Why?
That's his inside voice.
You think LeBron sounds like a white girl from Santa Monica?
I am so tired of J.R. Smith. He is. I am over J.R. Smith.
No, I'm not.
That's what he said when he did this, and he goes, that was like, oh my God, J.R. Smith is killing our team.
I bet you if you go to NBA memes, you'll hear a whole different side of LeBron
on Instagram. This is his inside voice, like, Kevin Love is trash. I am over Kevin Love and Tyronn Lue. I remember when he used to look like DeBrat whenever he played pro basketball. So I'm not listening to DeBrat.
All right, let's.
Rat tat tat tat. Actually, it wasn't him that looked like DeBrat.
I'm pretty sure LeBron's inside voice doesn't sound like that.
But Melo did look like DeBrat when he was at Syracuse. Act like he didn't, Dell. Thank you.
Let's talk once again about how about a little testosterone? I think of this city needs testosterone, Lance.
Well, who doesn't? Columbia. Well, maybe they do to keep up with the people in the stands, because it looks like a party going on there. There's a party going on there. And if there is a party going on at your house, but you're not really, well, you just don't show up to the party, you might want to check into Menstee Clinic. There's 4 locations in Houston. Go to MensteeClinic.com to find out where the locations are. The first one was wildly successful. They opened up the second one. It was even more successful. And it's just continues to take off. And here's why. They do, and there are other companies out there, but here's why you need to remember the name Menstee Clinic. They do a great job of not only getting you diagnosed properly the first time, because if you're not a candidate, they're not gonna treat you, because that can have a very adverse effect on you. If you are, it's gonna have a very positive impact on you. But you always see a provider. So when they give you, you know, follow-up tests to see where your levels are, they're going to make sure they get the right balance. This is not a turn-and-burn situation. They want you to come in, make sure that you are where you're supposed to be. They do their checkups on you. And once you're good to go, you're good to go. And they will make sure that they keep you at that level. And they'll check up on you again in 3 or 4 months. But you can get in and out quickly with your visit. So if you're worried about, well, I just don't have the time, well, you need to make the time, because they're going to make the time for you to get in and out quickly. They understand that you are busy and that you have a schedule you have to keep. So that's why it's so unbelievably convenient, especially in early morning hours, anytime after 8 o'clock or during your lunch hours. They will make sure that they get you in and out. And you can even set appointments if you like, or drop in. Either way, make sure you go to the website, MensteeClinic.com. Let's get back to being the real you. Get your energy back. Get your bravado back. Get those workout and your body type back to where you want it to be at MensteeClinic.com.
Walk it like I talk it, talk it. Walk it like I talk it, ayy. Walk it like I talk it. Walk it like I talk it. Yeah. Take my shoes and walk a mile, something that you can't do.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.